Good morning. Today is March 27, 2026, and this is your Monex USA Daily Market Update. The US dollar is trading in favorable ranges against its G10 counterparts this morning, as markets position ahead of key economic data releases later today. At 10 a.m. Eastern Time, we'll receive the University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Survey for March, followed by the Kansas City Fed Services Activity Data at 11 a.m. Richmond Fed President Thomas Barkin is also scheduled to speak at that same time. Today's consumer sentiment release is expected to carry more significance than usual. Markets will be closely watching for the lingering effects of tariffs, as well as inflationary pressures tied to the ongoing Iranian conflict, both of which are likely to be reflected in consumer expectations. A weaker-than-expected headline sentiment reading, particularly if paired with elevated inflation expectations, could reinforce the case for further rate hikes. Turning to currency markets. The British pound is the weakest performer among the G10 currencies against the US dollar this morning. This follows the latest retail sales data, which showed a contraction for the month of February. That decline has slowed the year-over-year growth rate and adds to concerns that the UK economy may be facing a stagflationary environment. Looking ahead, the Bank of England is set to meet on April 30th. Markets are currently pricing in approximately a 57.0% probability of a rate hike at that meeting. Meanwhile, the euro is also trading lower against the dollar. European central bank officials continue to signal a tightening bias, though with some divergence in tone. ECB policymaker Pierre Wunsch noted that a rate hike in April remains a possibility and suggested that if the conflict involving Iran persists into June, additional tightening may be necessary. Bundesbank President Joachim Nagel echoed a more hawkish stance, indicating that rates could rise as soon as next month. In contrast, Finland's central bank governor Olli Rehn has urged a more cautious approach to policy tightening. Market participants will be listening closely for further guidance when ECB executive board member Isabel Schnabel speaks later today at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. That's it for today's market update. Be sure to tune back in next time to stay up to date with the market moves that impact your business bottom line. Disclaimer: this podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. Please consult with a professional for specific investment decisions.